Search engine marketing is changing every day, and we are right there with it, keeping you up to date. Coming to you from Adviatech's podcast studio in Tampa, Florida, this is your SEO Update with your host, Sierra Winter.
Welcome to your SEO Update. I'm Sierra Winter. Due to studio technical issues, we're doing your SEO Update remotely. While no part of the year is slow for Adviatech, the summer at least offers a less hectic time where brainstorming, innovation, and new ideas are organized for the second half of the year. But now that summer planning and program upgrades are in the hands of the appropriate teams, your SEO update is back on schedule. Our fourth episode was originally scheduled to be MySpace, a place for friends, not business, where Jason Bland was going to talk to us about the value of social networks and the importance of using business social networks. However, with the release of Google Caffeine, he decided to make a last-minute change in programming and talk about the next Google search engine. Welcome back from your summer vacation, Jason. So what have you been up to?
Pretty much everything but actually vacationing.
I understand you've been making some pretty significant changes to your programs.
That we have. Probably the most alluring factor of search engine marketing, at least for me, is that it's a beast that keeps getting bigger and changing its color. This never-ending stage of evolution that the search engines are in right now is really exciting.
I know you're excited about Google Caffeine, but before we get into that, can you tell me about what Adviatech will be releasing in the upcoming months, or are you still not saying anything about that?
You know, it sounds like a cliche, but we truly believe that the core of everything that is right with our organization is the great people that we have working in it. So in making improvements this summer, we start with the infrastructure. Much of our time and money investments are going into keeping our staff better connected, both better connected with each other and also better connected with our clients and more accessible to our clients. So part of the new changes that that our clients will experience for the second half of this year are going to be geared towards customer service, and we also do have a handful of new services and programs that are going into our standard marketing plans.
Oh, so you're really not ready to talk about new services yet, I see.
Not yet. Maybe in a couple of weeks I'll tell you about some new features that our existing customers will get, which they get at no extra charge, and our new clients are going to have as standard options to the plans that are available out there. But we're still finalizing a handful of new relationships, so we're not quite ready to go public. But what I am ready to talk about is Google Caffeine.
I know you're very impressed with Google Caffeine. For those listeners who don't know, let me read about Caffeine straight from the official Google Webmasters blog. For the last several months, a large team of Googlers has been working on a secret project, a next-generation architecture for Google's web search. It's the first step in a process that will let us push the envelope on size, indexing speed, accuracy, comprehensiveness, and other dimensions. The new infrastructure sits under the hood of Google's search engine, which simply means that most users won't notice a difference in search results. But web developers and power searchers might notice a few differences, so we're opening up a web developer preview to collect feedback. Now, we have a link to both Google's webmaster blog and their new search engine at yourseoupdate.com. So, Jason, I assume you've spent a little bit of time with Google Caffeine.
Yes, that I have.
So, what's new and outstanding about Google Caffeine?
Well, first, Google claims that it is faster and that the searches are compiled more quickly, thus returning a quicker search result. This is probably measured in nanoseconds, and most users will not be able to tell a difference. What I am absolutely thrilled with is a steep increase in our clients' rankings. Even newer clients are ranking much, much better in Google, Google Caffeine than they are in Google Standard Search. You know, because as you know, a newer client is going to take a few months to respond to the new addition of links and links that are coming from media sources and so on, and that's very normal. But even clients that are just in the 30 to 60 day range are ranking very well in Google Caffeine.
Well, I can sure see why you're excited about that. We're going to take a brief break, and when we come back, Jason will hopefully tell us why he thinks that Viatech's clients are positioned well for the next generation of Google Search. We'll be right back.
Not just any website can make it to the first page of search engine results. Your website design and format play an important role in search engine optimization. Let the professional team at Adviatech develop a powerful website that combines search engine optimization and branding. Call Adviatech at 1-800-728-5306. Businesses connect through Adviatech.
Welcome back, Jason. So why do you think Adviatech's clients are performing even better in Google Caffeine than they are in Google's current search platform?
Quality. Finally, websites that have taken the high road in search engine optimization are ranking better than websites that just submit their URL everywhere and hope that it sticks somewhere. Website directories, and things like that, they have their place, but some websites that were ranking well only had directory links and lots of them. What appears to be happening with Google Caffeine is websites that have a lot of media links and blog links and social networking inbound links and nice navigational structures, nice quality websites, solid content, they're way outperforming competing websites that have taken the lazy way to link building.
So what does that mean for the future of search engine optimization? You know, I think I know the answer, and I can almost see you grinning about it.
Content is once again king. What I'm seeing when examining multiple searches in Google Caffeine are a list of websites that have distributed valuable content, had it picked up by quality-driven websites. So the future of search engine optimization will not allow only directory links. It will not allow companies to just write any article or any blog entry and have it published somewhere. You have to write something interesting. You have to write something relevant, and it has to be published by a quality website. You know, overall, I think it's going to help improve Google search quality because, you know, no longer is it just about, who can get the most links. It's about, you know, where you're linking, how you're getting it. It's going to be more inbound link building is going to be more of a content-driven strategy as it should be. So, you know, you have to write press releases that are intriguing, that are announcing something new and interesting and relevant to the client. You have to write articles that are informative, that are really contributing valuable information to the internet as a whole. And on top of that, have that published on websites that are high page ranking sites. That are websites that have standards, basically about what they publish, and get the content on social networks and kind of base the quality of the content on how the people in the social networking community responds to it, and these are all things that we've been doing for our clients for years now, and. You know, and not spending so much time on website directories or things like that, but really focusing on content-driven link-building strategies. And what I'm seeing in Google Caffeine is a sort of basically websites are being rewarded for taking that higher road of link building and having a content-driven link building strategy.
Do you know when this new version of Google Caffeine will become the standard?
Well, not soon enough. I mean, I think it really is probably the best change that Google has ever made in their algorithm. But it's only been open for testing for just a little over a week now, so it will probably be a while before it becomes a standard.
Great. Now let's move on to your SEO questions. Don't forget, you can ask your SEO questions online at yourseoupdate.com or call us and we'll air your questions in your own voice. Just call 1-800-377-7046. Our first question comes from Arnold from Carson City, Nevada. Arnold asks, I keep hearing about Google delisting websites when someone does something that's against Google's rules. Now, is this true, or is this just another myth?
Delisting does not occur as often as downlisting, but yes, you can walk on Google's bad side, hide keywords in your background and so on, and Google may very well delist your site. Now, they do offer a relisting process if that happens, but I mean it's really tough to get back on their good graces.
I have a follow-up question, Jason. Can you explain downlisting?
Oh yeah, downlisting is my own term for when Google plummets your ranking because you violated their terms. You know, your website, it stays indexed, but it's not easily found. It's far more common than delisting, but I mean it's equally disastrous, which is why it's important to work with a professional and make sure that you're not violating the webmaster guidelines. Because ultimately, Google's focus is on delivering relevant, quality websites whenever somebody searches. So the reason they have their very particular Google Webmaster Guidelines is because, you know, they want their end user, which is the person doing a search, they want that person to have an experience where websites that are relevant to their inquiry and websites that are of quality come up. So if you work against that by cheating their system, then yes, they're going to remove you out of their index completely, or they're going to just push you all the way back to where no one can find you.
Okay, that makes sense. Our next and last question comes from Cindy in Salmon, Idaho. Cindy has a simple question. Where can I easily set up a blog?
You have a lot of good options out there, but I have three that are probably my favorites. First, blogger.com. Blogger is a great, simple-to-use blog. It's free. You just sign on with your Google account. It's real easy to use, and you can set up multiple blogs, and you know, it's a good simple blogging solution. Second on my list would probably be WordPress.com. WordPress.com is based on the open source WordPress, which you could get at WordPress.org, but WordPress.com hosts the blogs. So it's also very easy to use, very easy to set up, and you can add on to WordPress blogs more so than a blogger blog. There's more extended features that you can include. Last but not least, you can set up a blog at connect.advitech.com. That is, of course, our business social network and probably my personal favorite, but I had to mention that. But if it's just a personal blog, probably Blogger or WordPress would suit your needs well. And then if it's for a professional site, you should probably take a look at connect.adviatech and get the business social networking advantage as well.
On the next Your SEO Update, we will talk about social networks for businesses. No, really. This time, we will. In our episode entitled MySpace, a place for friends, not business. Until the next time, I'm Sierra Winter.
To learn more and to go through our podcast archive, visit us at yourseoupdate.com. All content of this production is copyrighted by Adviatech Corp. No part of Your SEO Update may be used or reproduced without written consent from Adviatech Corp. Your SEO Update, the name Adviatech, and businesses connect through Adviatech are property of Adviatech Corp. and may not be used or reproduced without written consent. You can write to Your SEO Update at 9280 Bay Plaza Boulevard, Suite 706, Tampa, Florida, 33619.